pillows. The shlifim, that's the masoyas, Rashi says, they use their bundles. The kanim, they use reeds. The kolchais, they use stalks. Maybe a carrot stalks. A big pile of carrot stalks. They came up to be 10 tefachim high. So the locher is metaltal and metoichai. It has a shame of shus hayochid inside. It'll have to be metaltal inside. Obovado, shalo yehei ben gomol lagomol, kamole gomol. It's all the enclosure here is called Rishus HaYochid because they have mechitzas around, but providing the space between one camel and another camel should not be the same space as the camel itself. Ubeinukuf liyukuf, kamala yukuf, should not have in between one saddle and another saddle an open space. In other words, if the open space is the same size as the mechitza, mashmur it's possible. So this is a kasha and Rav Papa. Hu adin ubein ovit liyovit. Between one pillow and another pillow, kamala yovit, you should not have the airspace the same as the mechitza. So here, this is a kasha on Rav Papa and a riot Rav Huna that oimet kaporit is possible. And the Gemara hochinami, no, they here also. That it says you should not have the same space. Let's say the camel is 10 tefachim wide. You should not have an open space of 10 tefachim. You know what the open space means? Hochinami kishenichnas biyotzei. It means the open space is a little bit more than the camel itself. In other words, there's a good space there that you could put a new camel in there and take it out very easily. So it means if you have a little bit more space than you have mechitzam, that's possible. Because that's then it's called you have more porots than oimid. But kol zaman de mam is shavah b'shavah, if it's 10 tefachim mechitza, 10 tefachim open space, then 10 tefachim mechitzam, it could be it's kosher, alibid rapop. See if I think you have Mariah. Toshima, I'll bring you another raya. This is a little complicated here, just have to help cup. Now, the kids, now we're talking about tuchus klayim. And we have before already. You're not allowed to plant klayim, you're not allowed to put grapes and vegetables next to one another. But let's say you have a mechitza in between. There's a locha that a mechitza is matter. If you have a mechitza, then on one side of the mechitza, you're allowed to plant the grapes. And on the other side of the mechitza, you're allowed to plant the vegetables. There's no issa klayim if you have a mechitza b'nayim. Now it's a shiloh, when do you have a mechitza and what's not called a mechitza? So at the Mishnah there, no, there's a seft and klayim. Nimtzeis ato'imer sholosh midos b'mechitzas. Again, at the Luchas klayim, there are three different halachis about how a mechitza could be matthew to plan klayim. Three different halachis. What's the three different halachis? Kol shehu pochus mishloisha. Anytime you want to make a mechitza, let's say out of sticks, that each stick by itself is less than 3 tefachim wide. In other words, you want to make a mechitza with kanim, or with small reeds, that the mechitza itself, the kanim itself, let's say is only an etzpa wide, mamish 2 or 3 inches wide, and you want to make a whole mechitza. So how do you do it? Sorech shelo yehei bein zeh lezeh shloisha. You have to make sure between one stick and another stick, there can't be 3 tefachim in between. If there's less than 3 tefachim, then you say lovud, and sit it attached together, and therefore you have a good mechitza. Why not 3 tefachim? Kadesh lo yizdakir hagadi bebas rosh. That's always the svara why when you have 3 tefachim, you don't say lovud anymore. Because when you have 3 tefachim, that's wide enough for a kid, a gadi, to put his head through it. Much like you have in picture 224. But if you have start off with that picture 223, these are the sticks you're putting up, and you can make a whole mechitza like this. And B, there's less than gimel tefachim in between one stick to another stick. But once you have like picture 224, you have gimel tefachim in between one stick and another stick, that we say a kid can put his head through, goes through the sticks, the kid stops the din lovud, and you can't have lovud. Doesn't mean mamish you have to have a kid, a gedi going through. A B is big enough that a gedi could go through, that's the shira lovud, that's mavatli, you can't say as if the mechitzas is closed up. Therefore you don't have any mechitzas. If this is the first halacha. First midah of mechitzas is you want to make mechitzas from small sticks. The avada each stick is 10 tefachim high. The question is the width. The width is very small. As long as they're within gimel, they're less than gimel tefachim away, we say lovud is considered like one mechitza. Weiter, the next type of a shear of mechitza is kol shehu gimel. Kol zman you have a mechitza that's, let's say, 3 tefachim wide. Or mi gimel adalat. There's a special halacha about the mechitza is between 3 tefachim and up until a little bit less than 4 tefachim wide. It has a halacha like this, like a picture 225, let's say. That each beam is either 3 tefachim or 3.5 tefachim. It's between 3 and 4 tefachim. It's a halacha like this. Tzorech shelo yehei bein zeh lezeh kum loyeh. You can't have space in between one beam and another beam the same space as the beam. In other words, let's say like a picture 225. Each beam is 3.5 tefachim wide, so the space in between cannot also be 3.5 tefachim. So Pasha, this will be mashma like Rafuna, that Paritz ke oimed is possible. He's shaloi obava atzarech shaloi yehei bein zel ezekim loya. Kidei shaloi yehei Paritz koimed, gok, klo, that should not be porous, the space in between one beam to another beam should be the same size as the beam itself. Of a vimho, you're porous mruba. Now, who here is a stira? Now it's a raya to Rafuna this part, the to Rav Papa this part. But it says now, vimho, you're porous mruba. But let's say the space in between the two beams is more than each beam. Of vimho, you're porous mruba loimid, af keneged oimid osu. Now it's mashma, when is it possible? Only if you have more space than you have mechitza. Then we say it's possible, and this is the Chiddush. That what? That not only is it possible that you can't plant in between the space on one side kerem and on the other side vegetables, and even the boards itself, the beams, since each beam is less than dalat tefachim wide, it's only like we're saying 3.5 tefachim, 3.5 tefachim can't have a shein mechitza by itself. So once the two beams can't be mitzarev together, because there's air in between, space in between, which according to Rav Papa means there is more space than there is mechitzam, so you're not mitzarev, you can't put together the two beams. So each beam by itself is like bottle, doesn't have a shei mechitza. And that's the second din of mechitzas. That a mechitza that's less than 4 tefachim wide can't have a shei mechitza by itself. Only if you can mitzarev the three boards together. If, much like Rav Papa, each beam is 3.5 tefachim wide, and the space in between is also only 3.5 tefachim. So according to Rav Papa, that's called a good mechitza. Paras kaimin is good, it's called a good mechitza, and then you're allowed to plant the kerem on one side, and the vegetables on the other side. But once the space is more than the mechitza, then we say the mechitza is bottle, and even on the opposite sides of the boards themselves, you can't plant one side kerem, one side vegetables. Because a board, a mechitza that's less than dalat tefachim, doesn't have a chshivas of a mechitza. That's the second midah. Now, the third midah is like this. Kol shehu dalit, umei arbo ad eser, amos, so Tais takes out the word arba. Really what it means to say, anytime you have a board that's at least dalat tefachim wide, up until 10 amos wide. It has the exact same halacha now. When you have a board that's dalat tefachim wide, or else it could be as wide as you want, up until 10 amis. It has a lock is like this. That tzorech sheloi yehei bein zeh lezeh kum lo yehei. You're not supposed to have the same amount of space in between the mechitza as the mechitza itself. Sheloi yehei parutz koimit. That the space in between should not be the same size as the oimit. So, Pasha, this lotion here is mash mechula grafuna. That parutz koimit is not called good. Now, v'yimho yeh parutz koimit. Let's say you had Poritz Koimit. Let's say you had a mechitza of 10 amis wide. Then you had a pirtza hole of 10 amis wide. Then you had another mechitza of 10 amis wide. Then another hole of pirtza of 10 amis wide. That according to Rav Huna, that's possible. It's not called a mechitza. Because Poritz Koimit is no good. But for Nezveg, and here the din is, Keneged Hoi made Mutter. You should know, the mechitza, each mechitza by itself has a shem mechitza. And once the mechitza itself is dalid, tefachim wide, it has a shem mechitza. So on the opposite sides of the mechitza, then you are allowed to plant on one side kerem, and the other side you're allowed to plant the zeroin. Mutter. His kineged made is mutter to plant. Mashenkin kineged aparetz also. But on the open space, since the opening is the same size as the mechitza, and according to Rav Huna, that's not called a good mechitza, so connected to the open space, you can't plant. So this is the chilek between this midah and the midah before. If the mechitza is only 3 tefachim to 4 tefachim, 3.5 tefachim wide, then even connected to the mechitza, you can't plant. But here, where the mechitza is dalat tefachim wide, so each mechitza is considered the mechitza by itself, then on opposite sides of the mechitza, you are allowed to plant the zeroyim and the kerem. Just in the open space, that's where you're not allowed to plant kerem on one side and zeroyim on the other side. Those are the brayos of item. V'yimhoya oimed meruba laparetz. Let's say you had a kosher mechitza. You had more oimed meruba laparetz. Is then af? No, this is the same case. Is this? V'yimhoya oimed meruba laparetz. But in this last case, where the mechitzas, let's say, are dalet amis long, and the pirtza in between was only 9 amis. So you had more oimid, you had more mechitza than you have pirtza. Then the locker is af kineged aporetz mutter. It's considered a good mechitza, and even opposite sides of the space, of the open space, you're also allowed to plant. Now it's like a picture 227. If you have each mechitza, let's say, is 10 amis, and the pirtz is opening in between is only 9 amis, so you're allowed to plant any place you want. On one side, kerem, the other side, zeroyim. Even kineged the airspace. Because the airspace also has a shei mechitza in this case. What about Zagvaita? Let's say any place you had a pirtza more than 10 amas wide, that's like a picture 226. You had the pirtza there was more than 10 amas wide, the big opening, then osir. Then it's osir. So here's the machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns osir means that the whole mechitza is bottle. Even on opposite sides of the mechitza that's standing, also you're not allowed to plant on one side kerem, the other side's ruin. He says, Mavato the whole mechitza. Other Rishonim will have to taste Rishonim here. The Ritva says, no. Avad, the opposite sides of the mechitza itself, Avad, you could plant. It just means in between the pirts, in between, there you can't plant. But I'll call upon him, it's also. Now, what's the Yetzah? The Yetzah to Mesakan is it, Ho Yushom Kanim, Hadukronim. If you have sticks standing up, coming out of the ground, your sticks, you put into the ground two sticks, is Alocho, the Oysalahan Peyam Umala. You let a stretch along a vine on top of it. Mamas, like picture 226. Like make it through a Pesach where the hole more than Yudamis is. So have two kanim, two sticks sticking up, and have a peyam umala, have the vine go straight across on top to make it look like a through a Pesach. Then afilu b'yoysa miyasa muter. Even though it's more than 10 amis, still it's kosher. Because that's the loch. When you have a pirtza more than 10 amis, if you have a through a Pesach, that's matter. Saga was interesting to see Rashi. A little bit down, come out right before the big lines of Rashi is, the two lines before the big lines. Rashi says, Ho Yushom Kanem Hadukronim. Rashi says, Meshupin, that these two sticks sticking up were slanty. Kedeka Nortz and Boris, Yerushalem Peya Kaluya Mamala Mizelezir. So then it has a shame through the Pesach. But I call upon this Mashma for Rashi as the two lechis, the two side beams that you make the Surah Pesach from, they're allowed to be slanty. Even though Lalocha, the Chem, the Shloim, at the end of Simin, Shin, Samach, Beis, Paskins, that the Tzuros HaPesach, the two side beams, have to be straight up, they can't be slanty. But from here, from Rashi, it's Mashpim, Meshupin, slanty is also kosher. And that's the way the Chazonish also Paskins. Lamaisi could be Nekul, that even though the Tzuros HaPesach is slanty, the two side beams, still it's kosher. So the kids said, these are the Lochis of a Mechitzes by a Keren. There are three different Halochis. Whether each stick is mamash mashu, and you want to make the mechitza out of lovud, that have to be close together, less than 3 tefachim wide, or else we have each stick is more than 3 tefachim wide, but less than 4 tefachim, then we say, as long as you have more oimei than poros, it's kosher, but when you have less, that you're not mitzaref, so then the whole thing is bottled, there's no mechitza, even opposite sides of the mechitza itself you can't plant. Ma'ashen kein, when each kanim, each mechitzam is more than dalet fochim up until 10 fochim, then no matter what, you're allowed to plant on the opposite sides of the mechitz itself. Just the airspace in between, that depends if you have oimet kaporetz or not. Yeah. Now, Zot Gemara, let's bring the rise now to Rapuna and to Rav Popo. Again, the Rapuna is the one that says that if the airspace is the same size as the mechitz, it's possible. And Rav Popo is the one that says, Poritz Koimid is kosher. If the mechitza is 5 and the airspace, the pirtz is also 5, still it's kosher. So what's the raya? It's not the tchmar. Ketani miyus the reisha. The beginning, the reisha said, Megim over yadalit. If you have the mechitza, each beam, like in picture 225, which is 3.5 tfachim wide, Megim over yadalit. It says it's kosher. Obovado shalo yehei ben zeleze kemluyoi. That there should not be the same amount of space as there is the mechitza. Is the churut yuf to the Rav Papa? This should be a kash and Rav Papa. You see, cloth, the airspace in between is 3.5 tefachim. Just like the mechitz is 3.5 tefachim, that's called oimed kaparitz. Still, it's no good. Omulach Rav Papa, and for Rav Papa, no. My meluyoy, what does it mean that the airspace in between is the same size? I'll tell you, nichnas v'yoytzei. It means that the airspace is a little bit bigger. There is, it's enough space there to put another beam in and out very easily. So in other words, if the beam is 3.5 tefachim wide, the airspace is like 3.75 tefachim wide. So the kitzah, there's more airspace, there's more porous than I made, that's why it's possible. So if Gemara hochi nami mistavra, azoy is mistavra also in the ratio, because like this, there won't be any stira in the ratio. Why, what's the raya? Mi biktoni, since it says in the ratio, im hoya porits meruba al oimid, let's say you had more pirza, more whole space, then you had oimid, then it's possible, then we say af kineged oimid osir, then even opposite sides of the mechitz itself is possible. Okay, since each mechitza is less than 4 tefachim wide, it's only like 3.5 tefachim wide, that's not called the chash of a mechitza by itself, it's bottom. But Kofarim, it says, when is it no good? If there's more pirza, more open space, the space is 4 tefachim, and the mechitza is only 3.5 tefachim. Tzadiyah kol ka'ay me de mutter. Mashmud of the equal space, that the space in between is 3.5 tefachim, and the mechitza is also 3.5 tefachim. Mashmud, then it's kosher. And like the puffer. So the Chura at the beginning of it said no, it said it was Kemluyai. In the beginning of the Rashi said if at an equal space it's possible. Elamai Shema Mina, it's a riot to what we just got finished saying, and Mechal it's a riot to Rav Papa. That the Rashi said the Mluyai, it's no good, it means that the open space was a little bit more than the Mechitza was. So that's Mamish like Rav Papa. That when you have more open space, Porit is Meruba than Aymed, then Avadu is possible. But Kolzaman, the Mamish equal, the same, the 3.5 Tvachim of Mechitzam, and the 3.5 Tvachim of open space, of air, is like a kosher. His Porit's Koymed is kosher, it's a Raya to Rav Papa. The Chiruzat Gemara Leimet, he have a Tufta to Rav Huna, or the Zodok Ritz Asir and Rav Huna, great Rav Yeshua, like we're into now, we're saying now it's only possible if you have more Pirtza, but Porit's Koymed is kosher. O Maloch, and for the Gemara back, it's not Shren Rav Huna. Well, the Taimlech, according to your Rav Papa, aim a Sefer. What is the Sefer of this Tesefta say? Imho yo oimed, meruba ala poritz. If you have more mechitza, then you have open space, then we say, af kineged ha poritz mutter. Even the opposite sides of the poritz, of the airspace, also it's mutter. That's called the good mechitza. What, providing you have more mechitza, as each mechitza is like 4 tefachim, and the airspace in between is only 3 tefachim. That's when we say it's kosher. It's mash mekloh ha-kaparitz osir. But mash mekloh, if they're equal, they're both 4 tefachim, there's 4 tefachim mechitza, and 4 tefachim airspace, mash mekloh, it's possible, it's osir. So the chur is safer, kasher rav papa. The safer is a kasher rav papa, it's mash mekloh, koymid is osir. And reisha kasher rav huna, bread of Yeshua. Who we were saying now before, the deek is from the reisha, that poritz koymid is kosher. It's only possible when you have more pirza than you have oymid. So that's a kasha and a huna, bread of Yeshua. So who wrote the stiru in the day? It's a stiru in the tesef alone. Have the Gemara name. Safe for the Rav Papa like kasha. I'll tell you, the safe is not Shven Rav Papa. Even though Rav Papa holds oymid kaparitz is kosher. So why does it say it's only kosher if you have more oymid? If you have more mechitza than pirza? Is either the tani ratio. Because since the ratio said a loshin, that poritz, meruba al oymid, the ratio that said that it's posel. When is a posel? Only if you have more airspace. You have more pirza than you have oymid and you have mechitza. That's when it's posel. That was the ratio. If the mechitza is 4 tefachim and the airspace in between is 5 tefachim, that's when it's posel. Mashenkin equal and equal, it's kosher according to Rav Papa. The Mela, since the ratio said a loshin like that, ton is safe for oymid merubala poritz. Therefore, the Sefer also says that when is it kosher? If you have more mechitza than you have pirza. Oh, but really, it's lavdavka the Sefer. Really, who are dinat teshava b'shava? If you have the same 5 tefachim of pirza and 5 tefachim of mechitza, it would also be kosher. But why does the Sefer say it's only kosher if the oymid is meruba? If you have more mechitza than pirza, that's because it wants to say the opposite of the same loshin the Rashi said. But in din avad it's a raya to Rav Papa that calls them under equal its kosher. Right then, for the Gemara, Reisha the Rav Huna, bread Rav Yeshua Lakasha. The Reisha is also not Shver, according to Rav Huna, bread Rav Yeshua. It's also Lakasha. Why? I, the Shvekat was the Reisha's Mashmud, the only time it's possible if there's more Pirza than Oymit, more space than there is Mechitza. Mashmud, Vitshava, Bishava, equally, it's kosher. I, Rav Huna, hold it's possible. So the Gemara is also not a Kasha. But I, did the boiler, Misni Seifa. Since the Ikri is according to Rav Huna, is the Seifa. And the safe, in the safe, it wants to say that when is it kosher? It's only kosher if I made meruba la poritz. the only time you have a good mechitza. If you have more mechitza than you have space, you have oimed, you have more oimed. More mechitza than space, that's when it's kosher. According to Rafuna, this is the mela tana ratio. Therefore, the ratio, when it says posel, it says poritz mrubal oimed, that's where it's posel. Just to say the opposite lashon of the sefer. But really, the ratio is lavdavka, because when it's posel, according to Rafuna and Echnami, it's even posel, oimed, kaparitz is also posel, according to Rafuna. So according to Rafuna, the yikr is the sefer, and the ratio taka is lavdavka. So the reason why the ratio uses this lashon is only because since the sefer used this lashon. Therefore, the ratio also uses this lashon. Pravada, according to Rav Papa, according to Rafuna, kozman, you don't have more mechitza than you have space in between, stako posel. It's only kosher when you have more mechitza than you have sefer. More mechitza than you have avir. Okay, Mishnah will continue later. The next mistake she will continue on. He hold Naftel Zayin Omer Aleph near the bottom. Again, we're in the middle of the Machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Papa. If the loch of a mechitza, if you have oimed kiparitz, you have the same size of the mechitza, which is 5 tefachim wide, then you have the pirtz of all was also 5 tefachim wide. What's the loch? But Rav Huna said that's called a kashra mechitza. It's only post if you have more pirtz and more hole than you have mechitza. And Rav Huna learns no, that you have to have more mechitza, it has to be 5 tefachim of mechitza and only 4.5 a tefachim of space. When you have equal 5 space and 5 mechitza, it's possible according to Rav Huna. Now we're bringing raya's between this big brayse that we had here about the lochas of klayim, about mechitzas from klayim. We're bringing raya's. So far, both Rav Huna and both Rav Papa were miyashiv, each one according to the shita, how they learned this brayse by klayim, or by the mechitzas of klayim. Now the Gemara is. Around 6 lines from the bottom. Bishleim al Rav Papa, bishleim according to Rav Papa, Mishum ho chiloi oriv luhu. Therefore, they didn't mix up the first two cases of the brayso. V'toni luhu. They didn't put the first two cases together. Again, the proper shita is that oimed kaparitz is kosher. That it's only possible if you have more avir, more piritza than you have mechitza. But if the shavah b'shavah is kosher. Now, the brayso again started off saying that when you have mechitzas, when you want to make from little sticks, from very thin sticks, you put them less than 3 tefachim away, we say lovud, and you can make a whole mechitza out of lovud, like in picture 223. That was the ratio. Then the next case was, when you have mechitzas exactly 3 tefachim up until 4 tefachim, then the lacha was the kosher, providing that the pirtz in between is not more than the mechitza itself. It's only possible that if you have more space than you have mechitza. Now, according to Rav Pop, it's good why you didn't put these two cases together. Because the ratio, when you want to come on to Lovud, you only say if there's less space than Gimel Tfachim. But if you have exactly Gimel Tfachim in between, then you do not say Lovud. Mashenka, the second case is, let's say each beam is 3 Tfachim wide. So the Maisha, how much space in between is still kosher according to Rav Pop? Exactly 3 Tfachim. His Oymed Kaparat is kosher. So therefore it's good. In the next category, when you have the mechitza is 3 tefachim wide, if you have 3 tefachim in between, it's taka kosher. That's called oimed kaparitz. You have 3 tefachim mechitza and 3 tefachim apirtza, so that's kosher according to Rav Papa. When is a posel? Only if you have more avir, more space. You have to have more than 3 tefachim in between. So it's good why I put two different cases. Because in the first case, when you want to put little wide beams, very small sticks, I mean small means just very thin sticks, that the space in between has to be less than Gimel Tfachim, because you have to come on to Lovud. The next category of 3 Tfachim of a Mechitza, like the picture 225, then the space in between can be Kamali. The Pirtza, Paritz, Ka'imed is Kosher. So the space in between can manage be 3 Tfachim, still it's Kosher. Mashenka, in the first case, in picture 223, if there'll be 3 Tfachim with in between, it'll be possible. So that's why it says in two different cases. But the Kasher is Elul, Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yeshua. But he holds no, that a parrot's koinade is also possible. Of a zoi liyarvinu, v'lisnayu. Let it, listeninu, it should have put the first two cases together. It should have said like this. Kol shu pochus mishleisha ushleisha. Anytime you have beams that are very small, they're less than 3 tefachim wide, and hu adin 3 tefachim also. is the halacha tzorich shelo yehi bein ze lezeh shloisha. You have to make sure that the space in between is not gimel tefachim. Because if the beams are very thin, let's say only an etzba wide, pshita, they can't be gimel tefachim in between, because then you don't say lovet. And who are then, even if the beam is mamish 3 tefachim wide, also you can't have an avirus space of 3 tefachim in between. Because according to Rav Huna, oimed keparis is also possible. So it should have said the halacha of a beam 3 tefachim wide in the same category as the ratio. And for the Gemara, that's not shver. Mishum de loydomi psul of the ratio of psul the sefer. I tell you, because the psul of the ratio is a different psul of the sefer. Even though the din is the exact same way, but they put it into two different categories because there are two different svaris why each one is possible. Psul of the ratio, the first category of mechitzas there, like in picture 223, is talking about you have a small, a thin beam. Each beam is only an etzba wide. So what do we matter? How do we make it into mechitzas? Because you're coming on to lovet. So then you want to have it attached as lovet. So the din lovet is, if it's less than 3 tefachim apart, we say lovet. Once it's exactly 3 tefachim apart, the reason why it's possible is because we don't say lovet. Because why? Because the gedim could be boikin boy. So the more psula duresho, kidei lo yishelo yizdak ragdi. The psula, babas achas. The psula of the ratio is that if it's to gimel tefachim away, you don't say love it because the kid could go in between it as a mepatel that didn't love it. That's what the psul is. The psul is you can't say love it. Mashen kim psul the sefer. What's the psul the sefer? We're like a picture 225. You have a mechitza, which the mechitza is gimel tefachim wide. Why do we say now if the space in between is also gimel tefachim? It's possible the sefer shelo yehi paritz koimid. It's not a pshat because you don't say love it. But the pshat is, we don't want that the piritza can be the same size as doimit. Therefore, that's the psul. So since the two different svaras are put into two different categories, even though both cases are the same halacha, you can't have the piritza to be gimel tefachim, but in the ratio, gimel tefachim is the psul, you don't say lovud. In the next case, the psul is that you have more porit, you have equally porit's kaimed, and according to Rav Huna, that's the psul. So that's why it doesn't put the two together, because they're two different svaras. One's a swara, the oimid is kaparitz, and one's a swara, you don't say lovet. Right. It says a din now, pochus mishloisha. It says what? That the ratio says, if they're less than 3 tefachim wide, then those beams are only mechitzis if you say lovet. And what does lovet mean? It has to be less than gimel tefachim apart. Mani, who does this din go like that? Within less than gimel tefachim, you say lovet. Mashma, once it's gimel tefachim, you don't say lovet. The chur rabbanon he. The Yamri, they say, Pochus Mishloi Shamri and Lovet. That's the sheet of always, less than Gimel Tfachim away, we consider as if it's attached, we didn't love it. Mashenkein Shloisha, Leamrin and Lovet. Once they're exactly Gimel Tfachim separated, then you don't say Lovet anymore. That's the Rabbanan's din. So the Gemara asked Kasha now, Eimus Sefer, what is the next case of this Brisa say? Kol Shu Shloisha. Anytime you have the beam, the Mechitz, like in picture 225, which is Gimel Tfachim wide, Umishloisha v'yadabo, and from 3 tefachim wide until 4 tefachim wide has a new halacha. This halacha is what that we said that if you have more space than you have mechitza, so even connected the mechitza also it's possible. Even connected the mechitza, you can't plant the klayim and the zroim on two sides. Is the chur? Why not? Is the chur also?